Welcome back to episode 3 of our little look at the WikiLeaks. Well, is it a phenomenon? Is it a big story? Is it going to blow over? Who knows? Who can tell? I'm simply reading what everybody is saying about the thing that we can't talk about. This is quite strange and bizarre. I was quoting the US ambassador to London, Louis Sussman, talking about the leaked diplomatic communications will not damage Anglo-American relations. That's what he thinks. They are a part of the extensive cooperation we have with other countries, which is based on relationships of trust. I think there's a bit of irony there, I think. So that we can share perspectives on events in confidence. When this trust is betrayed, it is harmful to the United States and our interests. However, I am confident that our uniquely productive relationship with the United Kingdom will remain close and strong, focused on promoting our shared objectives and values. It's a shame that they didn't use the name Great Britain. They only use Britain when they're saying British Petroleum, don't they, I suppose? Unflattering comments about Britain's new Prime Minister, David Cameron, are promised for a future revelation, as too are claims of inappropriate behaviour by a member of Britain's royal family. So, you know, all of this information I'm getting from the BBC, you can trust the BBC to only publish what they think is in the public interest and what they believe is part of their remit as a public service broadcaster. I love the BBC. I trust the BBC. Go to the BBC, bbc.co.uk. We've also got a BBC America page and the BBC World Service. The radio service and the television service to get your news and information. Don't go to Fox News or Sky, all those things. Go to the BBC. A foreign policy analyst by the name of David Rothkopp in Washington. He's a critic of Mr. Cameron. When asked if it was true that Mr. Obama had a low opinion of the British Prime Minister, he said this: "I think you have it about right, as far as views go. Initial reaction to Cameron was dubious, although there has been some adjustment of late in a more positive direction. I know the White House is in an absolute swivet over this, as is the State Department. There could be very rough days ahead." It's a bit like when you sort of do an interview, a radio interview with someone, and you forget that you've sort of put the song on, and you forget that you've got the microphone on, and you're saying all kinds of you're slagging off your guest, or they've just left the building, you're slagging them off, and you realize you're broadcasting across quite a big population of people. These things happen. It's not the end of the world, but you have to be careful what you're saying. So this is interesting stuff, I have to say. I'm going to give the final word now to the BBC's Mark Mardell. "Red Faces But No Crisis" is the title of his blog today. He believes that the whole situation will leave American diplomats and their foreign service that much more exposed. It provides ammunition for their enemies and undermines their friends. But again, I think using the word friends, there's a little bit of irony there.